the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Richard Satchell was today sentenced to the mandatory life in prison for the murder of his wife, Tina Satchell, in March 2017. Our Today FM Southern reporter, Jamie O'Hara, covered the five-week trial for us here in the programme. He was at today's hearing where we learnt a lot of additional information. Just run us through, Jamie, what happened today, please.
Well, Richard Satchell was brought out and was sat in the dock of Court 6 of the Central, at the Criminal Courts of Justice just after 20 past 11 this morning. He had stubble on his face, whereas he was always clean shaven and had slightly longer hair than usual when he usually had like a buzz cut. And he sat with his hand to his face like he did on Friday for the jury's verdict. Now, the hearing started out with a short summary of the case by prosecution barrister Geraldine Small, starting with Richard Satchell pleading not guilty on the 28th of April last, and then the selection of the jury. Then she moved on to the facts of the case, that Richard Satchell had reported his wife missing at Fermoy Garda Station on the 24th of March 2017, had said he wasn't overly concerned for her safety, had noted that she hadn't taken the dogs with her as it would allow her to get accommodation easier. And then Miss Small outlined the claims of €26,000 being taken, the media interviews undertaken by Richard Satchell, the extensive searches at the likes of Woods, the coastline, the various inquiries with Interpol.
Now, there was information came forward which wasn't put in front of the jury for fear of prejudicing the trial. And this, for many people, I think today would have been the first time that they would have heard about a series of previous convictions for Richard Satchell. Tell us about this.
Yeah, that's right, Matt. Detective David Kelleher from Cove Garda Station, he outlined Richard Satchell has 14 previous convictions. They stretch from 1999 to 2004. They include a conviction for larceny from a shop, having a fraudulent tax disc, a theft conviction, 7 road traffic convictions in 2001, a conviction for a checkbook taken from an employer which resulted in a 1 month prison sentence and an appeal to the circuit court following that, a public order conviction in 2004, and then another conviction for theft.
Okay, although obviously those had been more than a decade before he killed his wife, Tina. Tell us what the victim impact statements that were read out today, please.
Yeah, so Tina's niece, Sarah Howard, said Tina was taken from them in the most tragic and violent way, murdered by someone who claimed to love her. She said, "I cannot comprehend how someone who was supposed to love and protect her could do something so cruel." She said, "No words can truly capture the pain and heartbreak this has caused her and her family," and said she can never be the person she was before this happened. Miss Howard said the emotional toll of Tina's loss would stay with her always, and said it makes her so sad to think of all the things Tina missed in Sarah's life, like the birth of her baby girl just a few weeks ago. She said, "Listening to all the lies in court was very hard, and knowing all the horrible things that were done to her, such as being wrapped in a piece of plastic and buried in such an undignified way." And then she said that those had caused her huge amounts of distress. She said Richard Satchell had portrayed Tina in a way she was not, and said Tina was not a violent person. She said she was a caring and gentle and loyal person to those whom she loved. And then having her name tarnished during the trial, she said, was very difficult. The statement also included that Sarah Howard thinks she will never get over finding out that Richard Satchell had put Tina in a chest freezer and then a few days later had texted her to offer her the very freezer. She said it horrified her and asked, what sort of person can do that? And then she finished by asking the court to consider not just the crime, but the cruelty that followed it and the deception, the stolen years and the false hope Richard Satchell had given them all. She said it had left a permanent hole in their lives.
Then there was a victim impact statement from Tina's half-sister, Lorraine Howard. What does she have to say?
So she described Tina as kind-hearted and gentle. She said Tina's love of fashion was portrayed as a negative throughout the trial, but said that fashion was Tina's escape. She said Richard Satchell had stolen the chance she had to make up with Tina after the pair had fallen out, and said that he had done the same for many other people by isolating and alienating Tina from her many friends when she was alive. She said he had pushed the narrative that Tina was a violent and coercive-natured woman when that couldn't be further from the truth, she said. She thanked the jury for seeing through his lies and finding him guilty of this despicable crime. Lorraine Howard outlined the physical toll the trial took on her and Tina's mother. She said she couldn't sleep, eat, and has nightmares of Tina's final moments thinking of what she went through. She described the appalling way Tina was buried, which she says sends shivers down her spine every time she thinks of it. She said, "I feel no sentence could ever be enough for the monster who took Tina from us." And then that statement included that Richard Satchwell had showed more respect for Tina's dog when it died by getting it cremated and making a shrine. She said he wanted Tina where he could still have the ultimate control within his house under the stairs. She also said he had manipulated the family as a master manipulator into believing Tina would one day return. She said he took her life, but then didn't even have the decency to let them have her body and to mourn her death. "I will never be able to forgive Richard Satchwell for what he has done," she said. And then she finished by thanking the prosecution, Gardaí, the judge, the jury and the family liaison officer.
Richard Satchwell's defence barrister then addressed the court on his client's behalf. So what did he have to say?
He did. Brendan Graham said his client had instructed him to say three things: that Richard Satchwell intends to appeal the conviction, that he never intended to kill Tina, and lastly, that Tina was a lovely person. Then Mr. Justice Paul McDermott said there's only one sentence a judge is obliged to apply in the case of murder, i.e. the life sentence, and he imposed it, backdating it to the 12th of October 2023. He offered his condolences to, quote, Tina Dingovan's family, and then rose from the bench. Now, afterwards, Superintendent Anne-Marie Toomey spoke to the media outside the Criminal Courts of Justice here in Dublin following the verdict. And Matt, I believe we can listen to what she said.
And a sense of justice for Tina's family and the wider community. While no resolution can erase the pain of loss, we sincerely hope that the conclusion of this case brings some measure of comfort to Tina's family. We extend our deepest gratitude to the witnesses in this case and all of those who assisted us throughout the investigation. Your assistance formed an essential part of the journey. We would like to acknowledge the support of the wider community, especially those in Fermoy and Youghal. Finally, we, the investigation team, are happy that justice has been served for Tina. Thank you.
That's Superintendent Anne-Marie Toomey. And Jamie O'Hara, I think you've sat through the entire court proceedings. From the evidence you heard, is it fair to say that we should be thankful that Superintendent Anne-Marie Toomey took over the case in 2021 because she put a new vigour into an investigation that seemed to have stalled?
Yeah, Anne-Marie Toomey became the senior investigating officer in August 2021, and she started by familiarising herself with the case, and she told the court that, you know, after this was a couple of months of reviewing all these documents, all these statements, basically everything in this what was a missing person case at the time. And she said that eventually she did come to the conclusion that, you know, this, you know, Tina Satchwell was most likely not a living person and had met her death by, I suppose, illegal means, basically. So, yeah, I mean, it did put a lot of energy back into the case when she was appointed, and then along with Detective David Kelleher of Cove Garda Station.
Indeed, great credit to them, and those very moving statements from Tina Satchwell's family, Tina Dingovan, as was correctly stated by the judge as well today. Thank you very much, Jamie O'Hara, our Southern reporter for Today FM, for your work over the last number of weeks.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.